听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us. Well, this month in Studio Classroom's Ask the Expert feature, we talk to commercial airline pilot Junior Francisco about life as a pilot. Captain Francisco currently flies Boeing 747s as a relief captain and works as a flight simulator instructor. Let's quickly jump into the word bank where we find the word short haul, as in Mark plans to take a short haul flight from Boston to New York this weekend. What's the opposite of short haul? Why, it's long haul. Our example sentence reads, airlines usually serve several meals on their long haul routes. Finally, let's touch on the word assign. Mrs. Franklin assigns work to her staff every morning. Okay, now I think we're ready to take off. The reading begins on page 18 in your magazines. Life above the clouds. Come fly with me. How much time do pilots actually spend flying a plane?
It varies from about 20 minutes on some domestic flights to as much as 18 hours on international flights. It all depends on if the flight is a short or long-haul flight.
Do pilots take breaks during flights, or do they fly the whole time?
Yes, we take breaks during long-haul flights. Airlines assign 3 or 4 pilots to long flights. Since jets like the Boeing 747 and 777 only need 2 pilots, we fly the plane in shifts.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and welcome to our Ask the Expert article for this month. Today we are going to be looking at someone who lives a life above the clouds. Who would that be? Well, that would be an airline pilot. And he's going to teach us that he would like us to come fly with him.
So this month, we're interviewing Junior Francisco, who is not just a pilot, but he is a commercial airline pilot, which means he flies airplanes that carry many, many passengers, a lot of people. So that's a big responsibility.
It is. And another part of his job is that he works as a flight simulator instructor. Now, Chip, I know that a simulator is a machine that kind of makes you feel like you're experiencing the real conditions of something. So what is a flight simulator?
Well, a flight simulator would be the same kind of machine. So it would be a tool or machine that puts the student into the real or into a similar experience of flying a real airplane. So it gives the student the experience of flying a commercial airplane without risking the lives of real passengers.
Well, I've often had many questions and wondered about what it's like to be an airline pilot. So let's get to know Junior Francisco right now. We start off asking him, how much time do pilots actually spend flying a plane? Chip, what response does he give?
Well, you could almost predict his response. He says it varies, or there are various times. There are a variety of different times. And so it varies from about 20 minutes on some domestic flights to as much as 18 hours on international flights. And there, a domestic flight is a flight within the country, And an international flight is a flight out of the country.
So the flights might either be very short or they might be very long. And there are special terms to describe each one of those. And you'll see those in your text. A short or a long haul flight. He says it depends on whether or not it's short or long haul. And as you can probably guess, a short haul flight is a flight that is very short. Most domestic flights would probably be considered short haul. A long haul flight would be much, much longer. You're going a greater distance. You could probably imagine that many international flights going from country to country would be considered long haul flights. Right now, we have a Did You Know? And you're going to learn a little bit about an airplane, the Boeing 747.
The first 747 jumbo jet was built in 1969. Since then, more than 1,400 747s have rolled out of the Boeing factory in Everett, Washington. British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Korean Air, and Japan Airlines are among the primary users of the 747. As popular as it has been, the famous 747 is expected to be replaced by the Boeing Y-3 in the near future.
Very interesting. So before the Did You Know, we talked about a short haul and a long haul flight. And that phrase, long haul, we're using is an adjective, but sometimes that phrase can be a noun. It would be, you would remove the hyphen. So you might say something like, the trip was a long haul. And that would mean that it was a very long trip. Now, can you do the same thing with short haul, Chelsea?
We don't. Short haul in this case would only be used as an adjective to describe an airline trip, a flight on an airplane. Okay. So we don't do the same thing with short haul, but you can use long haul as a noun or an adjective. Well, the next question that we ask our pilot is, do pilots take breaks during the flights or do they fly the whole time? Now, I personally hope they get some breaks, especially if they are taking a long-haul flight that's maybe 17 or 18 hours. That's a long time to do anything at once. And what does he tell us?
He says, yes, we take breaks during long-haul flights, as you might expect. And he says, airlines assign 3 or sometimes 4 pilots to long flights. And here that word assign means to give someone a responsibility or to give someone a job or task. And so teachers assign homework and maybe a boss or a supervisor would assign a project.
So on a long haul flight, they might have 3 or 4 pilots and they take turns flying the plane to relieve the other pilots when they get tired. And our text says, since jets like the Boeing 747 and 777 only need 2 pilots, they just fly the plane in shifts. The 2 pilots will go back and forth flying it. Now, I see something interesting here. I see that we say Boeing 747 and 777. We don't say Boeing 747 or 777.
Right. That would be too long. And we also don't usually say 747 or 777. We would say 747 or 77. So let's go to the chat room and learn a little bit more with Ken and Vicky.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Vicky here for chat today. Hi Vicky.
Hi Ken. Hi everyone. It's great to be back today. Well, it's good to be here so that we can talk about this lesson. Today's lesson is about commercial airline pilots, right?
Yes, it is. But Vicky, what exactly is a commercial airline? Are we talking about an airline commercial?
No, not an airline commercial. We need to take a closer look at this word commercial. If it were used as a noun, it would be an ad on TV or radio. So an airline commercial is an ad that promotes a particular airline.
So commercial here is not a noun?
No, commercial here is the adjective of commerce, which refers to trade or business. So commercial airlines are companies that carry passengers or cargo for money.
So the noun commercial refers to an ad.
That's correct. All commercials are ads, but not all ads are commercials.
What do you mean?
Well, advertisement is a general term that covers advertising messages in print, such as newspaper or magazine advertisements. But a commercial is a special kind of advertisement that is broadcast either on TV or on the radio.
Why do I hear some people say advertisement?
Ah, that's the British pronunciation. Americans say advertisement, or ad for short.
I see. Advertisement 是广告。英国人呢会把这个字读作 advertisement, 重音就不太一样。其实讲 ad 就可以了。任何的广告都可以叫做 ad。Commercial 是 advertisement 的一种，指的是电视或广播的广告。那这是当名词用。若是当形容词 commercial 来自于 commerce, 商业贸易。因此呢 commercial airline 就是一般的航空公司。So what other pilots are there?
Well, there are pilots in the military who might fly in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines.
飞机驾驶有很多种，除了 commercial airline pilots, 商务客机的驾驶之外，还有 military pilots, 军方的飞行员。
And speaking of commercials, here are some for you now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Now, what's life like above the clouds? We're asking this question and other lofty questions to our expert, Junior Francisco. Captain Francisco isn't a mountaineer who climbs soaring mountain peaks. Captain Francisco is an airline pilot, and we've got some more questions for him, our expert, after we revisit the word bank where we find the very useful noun, jet lag. Marcy will be suffering from jet lag after her flight from London. Next is the word estimate. According to Theo's estimate, the company needs to increase its sales. Okay, question number three is, how do pilots deal with jet lag? Let's look at line 16 and discover Captain Francisco's answer. Life above the clouds. If pilots are traveling all the time, how do they deal with jet lag?
Jet lag is annoying for almost all pilots, and there are hundreds of ways to deal with it. I try to keep the same schedule as I would at home.
How important is it to know the weight and size of the plane you're flying?
Knowing the weight of an airplane is very important because it affects how high and how long you can fly. We weigh almost everything put into the airplane and make estimates based on the number of people on each flight.
Welcome back. We are here learning all about airline pilots and what they experience as they're flying planes as we talk to Junior Francisco. Now, our next question asks, if pilots are traveling all the time, how do they deal with jet lag? Now, jet lag is something that I do not like at all when I'm traveling long distances, and I can only imagine that it's very difficult to deal with if you're an airline pilot. So, Chip, what exactly is jet lag?
Well, jet lag happens usually after a very long flight that takes many hours. And on a long flight, or on a long-haul flight, you fly through many different time zones. And so your body's clock gets a little confused. And even though it might be noon in the country that you are in, at home, it's midnight and it's time to go to sleep. So that produces, that experience we call jet lag. And actually, that can be a problem. And I would think that that would be a big problem for pilots.
I would think so too. And so what answer does Junior Francisco give to this question? Well, he agrees. He says that jet lag is annoying for almost all pilots because they are often flying long-haul flights. They're often going from one time zone and crossing many other time zones before they land. So it's very annoying for them. And there are hundreds of ways to deal with it, though. So that is some good news. There are ways to make it a little bit better. What does Junior do in order to make it maybe a little bit better and not so bad?
Well, Junior says that the way that he deals with it or copes with it is he tries to keep the same schedule as he would keep at home. So what he's saying here is he tries to keep his home time. So if it's midnight, if it's time to go to bed in his home country, in his home time zone, then he'll try to go to bed no matter where in the world he is. It might be noon in the country that he is in, but if it's midnight at home, then it's midnight for him where he's at.
And I think this is good advice, not just for airline pilots, but for anybody who is traveling a long-haul flight, to try to keep a regular schedule once you land, and that will help your body adjust more quickly to the new time zone that you're in. Now, we have another question that we want to ask Junior Francisco today, and that is, how important is it to know the weight and size of the plane you're flying? Now, pilots have to know a lot of information, and this is one more bit of information they would need to know. And I've often wondered about this. I don't understand at all how an airplane gets off the ground in the first place. It seems like it's so big and heavy. And
right.
Once you put people on it and all of their luggage, I don't understand how they stay in the air.
I know. It's hard to imagine how something so heavy could actually get off the ground and still be safe. And so, we're asking, is it important to know the weight and the size of the plane? Well, he says, yes, knowing the weight of an airplane is very important because the weight of the plane does affect how high and how long you can fly, how high, what your altitude can be, and how many hours you can stay at that altitude.
And since it is so important to know how high the airplane can fly or how long it can go, it is important to also weigh everything, almost everything, as Junior Francisco says, before the airplane takes off into the skies. And how do they do that? Well, everything in the airplane, they make estimates on it based on the number of people on each flight. So if we're making an estimate of something, what does that mean we're doing?
Well, that means we're taking a guess, and probably a very educated or a good guess at how much people weigh and how much their luggage weighs. So, and you could understand the reason for needing to do an estimate, because it's impossible to know how much each person on the airplane weighs and how much each person's bags weigh. So they estimate, they might take a guess and say that probably each person weighs around maybe 100 kilograms, and they make estimates on the total weight.
And so then they know how long they can fly and how high in the sky they can fly. So airline pilots and airlines in general take a lot of measures in order to try to make the flights safe. They do these estimates in order to make sure they're able to get to the location that they need to go to in a safe manner.
So Chelsea, I'm curious, do you like to fly?
I enjoy traveling. I like going to different places. I am not a very good flyer. It makes me a little bit nervous, but I do know that flying is very safe. It's more safe, actually, than driving in a car
right.
on the streets. So flying is a good way to travel, and I do enjoy it once I get up there.
Right.
It's very enjoyable.
Well, it's certainly faster. And that's all we have for today. But before we leave you, let's go to a skit.
Mister, do you fly airplanes? Are you a pilot?
Yes, I am.
Wow! How long do you spend flying a plane?
It depends on where you're going. Some domestic flights are short, only 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fast!
But an international flight might be 18 hours.
Wow, that's really long.
Yes, that's called a long-haul flight.
Oh, mister, do you fly the plane all by yourself?
No. The airline assigns 3 or 4 pilots for long flights. We fly in shifts.
Oh, that's good. Oh, do you ever get jet lag?
Oh, yes, most pilots do, and it's very annoying.
Oh, well, how do you deal with jet lag?
Oh, there are hundreds of ways. I try to keep the same schedule. That helps.
Wow. Airplanes are so big. How much do they weigh?
It depends on the plane and what's in it. Oh. Everything that goes on the plane is weighed. And we make estimates on the weight based on the number of people.
Oh, is the weight important?
Yes. How high and how long you can fly depends on the weight.
Oh, well, I want a plane that can fly high for a long time.
Well, then, you better stop eating all those sweets.
Oh, okay.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。第一个重点，我们来看 short haul 还有 long haul 这两个形容词。Haul 是指运送的时间或距离，所以 short haul 是指短距的。例如 ，a short haul aircraft 是指专门飞近程的飞机，或者是Short haul route 是指近距离的路线，或者是 The long haul flight from Taipei to New York is really exhausting. 由台北到纽约的长途飞行是很累人的。继续我们看的是 jet lag 这个名词。Jet 就是指喷射机， lag 是指退后或延迟，所以 jet lag 就是指搭飞机所产生的时差。例如 ，Mark travels a lot, so he's used to having jet lag.Mark 常常旅行，他已经习惯了有时差这件事。或者是 Vivian still hasn't recovered from her jet lag after returning from France last week. Vivian 从上周从法国回来之后，都一直还被时差所苦。最后我们看的是 estimate 这个名词。注意当 estimate 当名词的时候 ，a 是发 a 的音，发 estimate。Estimate 当动词是指估价或估计，但是当名词的时候是指估出来的价格或者是估计的数量。例如 ,According to the mechanic's estimate, I will have to pay over $200 to repair my air conditioner. 根据修车师傅的估价，我要修冷气得要花美金200元以上。或者是 ,The estimates for next month's sales figures look good.下个月业绩数字的预估看起来不错。And I know you can put a long-haul effort into learning English. Bye-bye!
Life above the clouds. Come fly with me! How much time do pilots actually spend flying a plane?
It varies from about 20 minutes on some domestic flights to as much as 18 hours on international flights. It all depends on if the flight is a short or long-haul flight.
Do pilots take breaks during flights or do they fly the whole time?
Yes, we take breaks during long-haul flights. Airlines assign 3 or 4 pilots to long flights.Since jets like the Boeing 747 and 777 only need 2 pilots, we fly the plane in shifts.
If pilots are traveling all the time, how do they deal with jet lag?
Jet lag is annoying for almost all pilots, and there are hundreds of ways to deal with it. I try to keep the same schedule as I would at home.
How important is it to know the weight and size of the plane you're flying?
Knowing the weight of an airplane is very important because it affects how high and how long you can fly. We weigh almost everything put into the airplane and make estimates based on the number of people on each flight.
Now, if you're like me,And you think talking to an airline pilot is interesting, We've got one more day of questions and answers with our expert, Junior Francisco. Speaking of asking questions, if you want to ask a question to our resident expert, Doris Brome, you can do so by using our letters at studioclassroom.com email address. Check out page 10 in your magazines each month as Doris answers all your questions about English and life. Friends, come fly with us again tomorrow as we find out what it's like to be working above the clouds. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide wishes you a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.